I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. St. Mary of the Woods College is presenting The Prime of Miss Jean Brody. It's a comedy drama about an eccentric teacher inspiring a cult-like following, and it takes place February 19th, 20th, and 21st in the Sicilian Auditorium. It's directed by our guest, the director of theater there, Sharon Ammon. Thanks very much for joining us, Sharon.
Thanks for having me, George.
Now, stage adaptations of this book have been very, very popular, and it strikes me that the notion of an eccentric teacher, a cult-like following, that this really fits the kind of group that you have. But Jean Brody might be a little tough for a college girl to play. How are you taking care of that?
Well, we have invited, through an Art Juliana grant and support of this college, a professional actress from Washington, D.C., Delia Taylor, who has directed some of our shows here in the past, to play Miss Jean Brody. And she's proving to be a wonderful example for the young women in the cast who are having the time of their lives.
Now, this is about a group of girls and about their relation with a teacher. It strikes me that in many cases, these girls are really able to tap into their own experiences here.
Yes, they are. Well, hopefully for the positive enforcement or reinforcement that Miss Brody gives them, and not so much for the negative cult-like following that she inspires. It's a play of a great deal of depth, and we are going to have some discussions after some of the performances, because Miss Brody is wonderful in one sense, and in another sense, she's very harmful.
Now, as the girls are approaching, considering this, and as they're working out their own roles, how are they working out ways to differentiate themselves, their own particular characters?
Oh, yes. Well, we worked quite a bit on that. They all are kind of vying to be Miss Brody's favorite. And we have the young woman who is very histrionic, we've decided, who wants to be an actor. And she responds very emotionally to everything that Miss Brody says. And then we have the young woman who's a bit of an outcast and has a little bit of a stutter and is kind of the lowest on the rung. So we've kind of played a status game with them. They're all vying for status, and they all have very different kind of personalities.
You mentioned a couple of people with specific personalities. Are they working on their own particular histories for this play?
Yes, they are. They're working very much on what kind of family they came from, what kind of love and reinforcement they got from their parents, and why they seek so much guidance in Miss Brody, why they are attracted to become a member of her set.
Now, I understand that in addition to the guest actor for the show, the cast insisted that that they needed one more pro.
Yes, that's really one of my favorite stories. The guest actress is in her early 40s, and I'm in my late 50s, and there is a cranky old headmistress, and my students assured me that there wouldn't be anyone old enough or plain enough to play that cranky headmistress unless I stepped in. So for the first and last time, I hope, I'm going to be in a play that I'm directing.
We've been talking to the director of theater at St. Mary of the Woods College, Sharon Ammon, about the upcoming production of The Prime of Miss Jean Brody. The production opens on the 19th at 7 and then plays on the 20th and 21st at 8, and the 22nd is a 2 o'clock matinee. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.